Over the holiday weekend, President Trump made several references on social media to the possibility of deploying National Guard troops to Chicago to help in the fight against crime. The mayor, police chief of Chicago, and the governor of Illinois are opposed to this apparent plan. To help us understand more about the possibilities and this use of the military, we asked Colonel Jeff McCausland to join us, CBS military analyst and political analyst, publisher, CBS military analyst to join us here on WWL. Colonel, thanks for being here.
Yeah, please. I'm a military analyst. I am not a political person. Go ahead.
Yes, a CBS military analyst. Sorry, things were run together on the introduction I was handed
problem.
For you. So,
how
was your Labor Day weekend?
I had a beautiful Labor Day weekend. Thank you very much. I invested in a brand new, very expensive road bike because I like to ride bicycles. And I did about 50 miles on this bike over the weekend, which was fantastic.
You must have one of those cold fronts wherever you were over the weekend, huh?
No, it was cool. I'm in Pennsylvania. It was one of those, we call them Chamber of Commerce weekend, where the Chamber of Commerce takes photographs, you know. Blue sky, sunshine, about 75 degrees. It was fantastic.
Well, enjoy that. We're looking forward to that down here in October.
And by the way, may I say while we're doing this, yeah, God bless the great city of New Orleans as we passed through, of course, during this weekend, the 20th anniversary of Katrina, which I covered very closely for CBS back in the day, and where the city is now based on the disaster 20 years ago. Just an amazing testimony to the human spirit, resiliency, and the teamwork of the great city of New Orleans. So God bless all you for that.
Thank you, Colonel. We appreciate that. And I think that's actually a good segue, because 20 years ago today, we were begging for the military come to New Orleans. The city, the state, the region, there were difficulties with the White House and the governor's office, the National Guard and the Pentagon, all trying to determine who would be in charge, who would call the shots, how it would work. And all of that discussion, because it was an unprecedented situation, led to delays. So we wanted, as a community, the military to come and assist New Orleans. Chicago does not want the military. At least the mayor does not. The police chief does not. The governor of Illinois do not. Some of the people may. But how does this process work? Speaking of unprecedented, we saw some national troops deployed to Los Angeles during the riots there. And we have another court ruling today suggesting that was unconstitutional. We've seen the National Guard deployed in Washington, D.C., which is a different set of legal circumstances because it is the nation's capital and not a state. And Congress and the White House have certain powers in D.C. that they don't have elsewhere. But what about Chicago? Is this something that the president, A, has the power to do, and B, is there precedent for it?
You know, it's a great segue back to Katrina, because during Katrina, one of the most amazing things, which people may have forgotten, was where was Louisiana National Guard when Katrina hit? And the answer is one of the missions of the National Guard. The vast majority of the Louisiana National Guard was in Baghdad. They were deployed in Baghdad. There were very few National Guardsmen left in the state of Louisiana. And so as a consequence, one of the things that occurred was agreements were then signed between the various states, which allowed the governor of Pennsylvania to actually call up his guard and pass him over to the governor of the great state of Louisiana. But that was for a second mission, and that's the mission of the National Guard, which is disaster recovery. And we've seen that frequently throughout our history, where the National Guard is called up for natural disasters, whether forest fires in California or floods and hurricanes in the Gulf Coast. And then the third mission of the Guard, beyond Baghdad and beyond that disaster release, is social unrest. We have large-scale social unrest. So think of the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. Or think of, if you're an old man like me, you can remember Vietnam and some of the disastrous things that occurred with the National Guard being called up in places like Kent State. Okay? But those are the missions. Overseas reinforcement of national security interests, Baghdad, humanitarian disasters, Katrina, or massive social unrest. And Mr. Trump is stretching that particular law pretty dramatically now and saying, well, I'm going to go in and police American cities, okay, because we don't have massive social unrest and we don't have humanitarian disaster in the city of Chicago. And you're right again that Washington, D.C. is different because of the Home Rules Law passed by Congress. The president has more direct authority over the Washington, D.C. National Guard than he does another. But the problem is, and it's come out already now, that under the law, the National Guard cannot be used, or federal troops cannot be used, called up by the government for law enforcement. An individual governor could. The governor of Louisiana, the governor of Illinois could call up the Guard and use them for law enforcement. And in fact, again, back to Katrina, many people don't realize the vast majority of the National Guard, when they arrived, were called up again by governors, and therefore were under the control of the Adjutant General of the great state of Louisiana, and not under the control of the federal military and General Honoré, who was down there. A very small number of actually federal forces were under Honoré's command, a lot of Coast Guard because of air operations and sea operations, but the ground troops were under the command of the Guard and the governor because they could do law enforcement in that particular case. But when called up by the president, can't do law enforcement. And now, as Mr. Trump is planning this, apparently, two curious things have happened. One, according to Governor Pritzker of the great state of Illinois, he hasn't spoken to Pritzker about what his plan is, number one. And number two, we've now had a court finding in the last few hours, I think, of a court in California, whereby the California governor actually went to court saying what Mr. Trump had done, calling up the Guard and federalizing him and deploying him to the streets of Los Angeles, was contrary to the Posse Comitatus Act, which was passed by Congress in the 19th century, precluding the use of federal forces for law enforcement. Because when called up by the president, that National Guard now is federalized and becomes part of the federal force.
So short of, in your analysis, short of Congress changing the law or a contrary ruling from the United States Supreme Court, ultimately, the National Guard cannot be used in the way that the president wants to use them in Chicago, even if it's to enforce immigration laws or other laws that is not under the purview of the president as the law is written now.
Exactly. That would be my interpretation. But, you know, I'm a non-lawyer, oh, by the way. But that's right now the opinion of the court. To use National Guardsmen who have been federalized, that's a very important thing. They've been federalized. The president cannot use them for law enforcement. Now, if Pritzker was to call up National Guardsmen and put them on the streets of the city of Chicago for law enforcement under his authority as a governor, different equation, because now they're under the governor's authority and not under federal authority.
Colonel, where do you see this headed?
I see it headed to the courts. And that's where it's going to go for sure. The real question, of course, is there also now going to be a showdown between Pritzker and Mr. Trump. And I think it's also important to keep in mind, my interpretation again, is this is part of Mr. Trump's larger effort, supported by a number of people around him, what's called the unitary theory of the presidency. And there was a lot of discussion prior to his election and in the aftermath by various very conservative think tanks that said, you know, we're not reading the Constitution correctly. There's a part of Article 2 of the Constitution really gives the president a lot more power than the president has ever exercised. And Mr. Trump is exercising that in a number of ways, and if you will, pushing out the bounds of his authority. This is only one. The declaring of all these tariffs, for example, which also is a second very important court case, is the second one where he has declared, well, it's a national emergency. So therefore, I, as president, can, at my own authority, put a 50% tariff on India and basically do whatever I want to and change it tomorrow if I'd like. Whereas most people would say, if you read the law, that's really the responsibility of Congress. And the unitary theory of the presidency, which they argue, basically says that there is no real checks and balances between the three branches of the government. There's the president who is supreme, supported by those other two branches. And that, I think, is also being called to question here by this particular action.
I guess we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out in the courts. And Congress, of course, can change the laws if the president can convince them to do so and make them more amenable to what he's trying to accomplish. Colonel, I know you got to run. We appreciate your joining us and sharing your time with us here on WWL. Thank you for your kind words and for your analysis.
Always a pleasure.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst here on WWL. What do you think? 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. There's no doubt, and I know some of you are going to take issue with the statement that the president is pushing the boundaries of presidential authority, but he is testing them more than any president in modern history has. He is attempting to do things with the presidency that no president in our lifetime has tried to do with presidential powers. And, you know, you don't really know what the limits of something are until you fully test it. So I think we will find out if the president can use these powers he's insisting he has or should have. And ultimately, it will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, which many perceive as a friendly court to the president because he has had the opportunity to appoint a number of the justices, and it is definitely a conservative-leaning high court. That all being said, should the National Guard be used in law enforcement? Do you support his efforts to call out the National Guard? And he suggested going to other cities beyond Chicago. Could that include New Orleans? I don't know. He hasn't said that yet. But if he's looking for cities where crime needs to be fought and wants to follow this model, why not New Orleans? 504-260-1870. Call me now or text me. We'll read your text and take your calls after this.